Greenway Junior Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Tommy Likas will be on tomorrow, but it's sort of like a local hour that we're doing here. And since it is a local hour, we can tell you that the Dodgers have just tied the Phillies at Dodger Stadium. It was man on first and second, no outs. Manny Ramirez at the plate. And he hits a single to left field. Furcal runs through the stop sign and scores just under the tag of the Phillies catcher. And the Dodgers have tied it up 2-2 at Dodger Stadium. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. So a very exciting game going on at Dodger Stadium. We'll keep you posted with the score and what's going on out there. But awfully exciting that the Dodgers are competitive again in the National League Championship Series. Look at that, man. It's been 20 years. 20 years since the Dodgers went to the World Series. So kids that are 20 years old right now, you're in college or you're working or I don't know what you're doing, but you're 20 years old and you had never seen the Dodgers growing up, never saw them go to the World Series. So the Dodgers, again, very competitive in the National League Championship Series, and we'll have the score for you all night long. Well, we'll have a final for you probably here the next hour and a half or so, unless they go into extra innings. All right. Also, we'll have an update on the fires and what's going on. I woke up this morning on a typical October morning in Southern California, where it's, you know, mid-October, it's dry, the Santa Ana's kick up, the winds were unbelievable, and smoke filled the entire San Fernando Valley. And I can remember all the way back to when I was a kid that every single October, late September, early October, all the way through late October, it's the same way. You know, you're out at Santa Anita, either at Breeders' Cup or just enjoying the races out at Oak Tree, and there's fires in the hills. I mean, we always have these fires, but it looks like now that the firefighters, the county, L.A. County, as well as L.A. City, and the surrounding areas have all gotten a beat on this. People now take it seriously when the fire department says put 150 feet between you and the nearest brush. People do it now. And the houses are made differently. They're made out of, you know, there's no more wood shake shingles, and it looks like we're getting a handle on it. These fires, they used to burn out of control for, you know, days and weeks in the San Fernando Valley. Now, you know, the L.A. Fire and L.A. County and L.A. City Fire get a pretty good handle on it. So congratulations to those guys for doing a kick-ass job out there on the front lines. All right, this happened to me last week, and we sort of talked about it a little bit on Friday. And I got a lot of email from mostly people that disagreed with me, and I can't believe it. I thought for sure that I was not aligned here on this issue. But I had dinner with three friends out at Numero Uno, which I believe they're in the middle of changing to Numero Dos, if you know what I mean. But maybe that's just me. Anyway, having a lunch with three friends, two of them are married with kids, and the other guy is divorced with one kid. And so he's back in the dating game, and we all sort of live vicariously through him when he goes out on dates. You know, he calls us up, and we get like a, you know, like a three-way conversation, tells us what's going on out there. Because the other, you know, the rest of us are just sitting on the sidelines and, you know, sitting in the stands. As my uncle used to say, the only guys that are capable of hitting a home run on any given Sunday at Dodger Stadium are guys with jerseys on. And these single guys out there again, whether you got kids or not, you got that jersey back on, and you go out there and you get back in the game. Maybe you're a little rusty at first, but you know you get back in there eventually. And he's got his secretary. He does very well. He's in, I don't know what kind of business, like a big international business or whatever. God only knows what he does. I think it's trading or something with China, but nobody really knows exactly what this guy does. Anyway, he makes a lot of money. And he's got a really hot secretary who happens to be a black chick. And I said to him, I said, you know, this is great because when you're single like this, you can now go after the secretary, go after the chicks in the office, as opposed to when you're married, you got to completely lay off. Because, you know, it could be a big balls up. So he says, yeah, she's fairly attractive. And she is really attractive, this woman who is his secretary. He says, I'm just not into black chicks.
Jesus Christ.
What? I mean, she's really unbelievable. And so the other two guys that I was with, you know, called him an out-of-control racist for saying that. And so they turned to me and go, you're on with, you know, you're with us, right? That's a racist comment. I'm like, it's not a racist comment. He doesn't say he hates black women or he hates Hispanic women or he hates Asian women. He says it's just not his preference. I said, it's not racist. I think we're all, you know, quick to jump to the gun when it comes to, you know, calling somebody a racist. He didn't say he hates black women. He didn't say he hates, you know, Hispanic women. He said he just doesn't like, you know, just not attracted to them. I mean, he's just being honest. He's not attracted to black women. What can you do? I'm sure there are, you know, women out there that, you know, you're attracted to or you're not attracted to. And I don't think it's racist. I think it's just a preference. Anyway, here are the phone numbers because it always sparks a discussion of where the line is when it comes to, you know, your dating preferences. Are they indeed racist if you leave out a certain race? I know John is here from the John and Jeff show, prepping his show.
What's up, boys?
And you only like the Asian women, is that right?
I only date exclusively Asian women.
Yeah, now see, that's not a racist thing, right?
No, it's just a preference. It's not an obsession. It's not racism. I just prefer Asian woman.
Okay. All right, John from the John and Jeff show. Here are the phone numbers, folks. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, the two guys that thought it was over-the-top racist were saying, you know, if you don't like somebody because of their skin color, that's racism. And I said, well, he never said he didn't like them. He said he just doesn't date them. And he doesn't find them attractive. And I imagine, you know, looking across the table, this guy who's, you know, eaten his eighth piece of pizza and down in, you know, a whole loaf of garlic bread. I bet there are a lot of black chicks that wouldn't date this guy either. I mean, if you're black and you don't date white men, does that make you a racist? Or if you're Hispanic and you don't date Asians, does that make you a racist? I don't think so. And I hate to put this in terms of, you know, monetary and compare women with cars. But here it goes anyway. If you are a BMW lover, you know, you love BMWs and, you know, you've had BMWs for like last 10 years or so. Every 2 years you get yourself a new car. Maybe you're leasing the BMW, the new one out, the new 6 Series that's out there. And you never even think about driving a Mercedes. I think it's the same thing. You know, there's a lot of people that just have preferences. And because society is so crazy nowadays and so quick to call everybody racist that they jump on the gun, they jump all over this guy. They jump the gun and call this guy racist for just saying, nah, he's just not interested in black chicks. You know? I mean, they don't call you racist. If you're white and you don't date white chicks, they don't call you racist. So I don't understand why, if somebody has a preference, that people just can't deal with it. And I think we should leave racism for the people who really hate a certain race based on their color. Everyone is so quick nowadays to say, oh, this is a racist comment, or somebody made a racist joke, or, you know, ah, oh, please, Christ almighty, everything with the race. All right, let's talk to a David here in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man. What's going on with you?
Well, I was thinking that this is not racist at all, is that you're into whatever you're into, but as far as being a white guy talking about a black chick, then you have to consider societal preconditioning, and totally understandable.
Well, that, are you a white guy, black guy, Hispanic dude?
Black guy, very dark skin. What I'm getting to is that sometimes white guys, they don't want to deal with the entire package that may come with it. You know, it's a black chick raised in a white suburb, which no problem to deal with that. Or just a black chick coming from a more, you know, mixed background or, you know, black neighborhood, which some white guys.
Right. Now, do you date white chicks?
Huh?
Do you date white chicks?
Yeah, as long as they're hot.
Right.
They're married to be.
All right. All right. Well, hey, listen, you've called us before, and you always have that smoke detector beep going on in the background. Is that just something you haven't, you know, attended to in the last 6 months or a year? How long has that been going on?
actually, this thing is hardwired. I don't know what's going on with it.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, this is the season not to F with it, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Get on top of that.
Yeah. And remember, societal preconditioning, that's the whole thing where maybe a factor in there.
All right. All right. Very good. Excellent. Megan and Brea, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
All right.
I agree with you. I have to say that I prefer to date white people and Mexican people over most other races. I can appreciate that one guy is hot, just like your friend can,
right.
if they're Asian or whatever. But I'm probably not gonna date them. And I honestly, in my experience, I've only dated Mexican guys and white guys. So
right. So you haven't even tried an Asian dude yet.
No, or anything else for that matter.
And why haven't you been with an Asian guy?
I'm not attracted to that. It's not like I have Asian friends.
What are you?
I would consider myself one of the most tolerant people that, you know, I know, hopefully.
Right. With the exception of your hatred of Asian and black dudes, you're right up there on my list as well.
I take that back. I dated one black guy.
One black guy. And why didn't things work out with him?
I was 15.
How old was he?
What's that?
Was he the same age?
Yeah, he was the same age.
All right. And you didn't? Did you guys have sex?
No.
You didn't. How old were you when you started having sex?
18.
18 years old. All right. Not like Randy, but Randy was not a choice. Randy's was not a choice.
It was actually 19, Tim.
Oh, 19. I'm sorry. All right. But now, are you currently married?
No, I have a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend. White dude?
Yes.
All right. Now, see, I agree with you. I don't think that it's racist at all. I mean, it's not like you say you hate black guys, you hate Asian guys, or Indians, or Samoans, or I don't know what else is out there. but you know, it's just that you don't like to, you know, to date them. I completely understand that. Now, have you been called racist for that?
Oh, not at all. And one of the things I was just thinking about was, what about your friends? Have they dated every single race out there?
These guys have dated everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, anything. These guys will have sex with a rug. They seriously will. These guys, these other two guys are complete pigs. I remember, you know, this one guy, we were talking one day about how fat everybody went. And this one guy surprised us because not only did he go about 300 pounds, but he had a picture of her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That he snapped while she was sleeping the morning afterwards. And it just looked like this big blob in his bed. And he was into it, though. You know, he said he didn't care what they look like.
I think that they're the exception to the rules, not us.
Yeah. All right, Megan, thanks for calling, baby.
You're welcome.
All right, there she goes, everybody. All right, if you have a preference when you date people, nowadays some might mistake it as being racist. And that happened to me at lunch. I mean, you know, guy says he won't date black chicks, then the other two dudes at lunch go, no, that's borderline racism. And one of the guys is a lawyer, and he says technically it is racism. I mean, if you want to take the dictionary term and use it in the strictest definition of the term, that technically it is racism. And he gave me an example. He says, well, what if your preference was not dating black women, but what if your preference was not working with black women? You didn't work with black women. And you didn't hire them at your company. That's racism. I said, yeah, that's racism, but when you date somebody and bring them into your personal life, there's a whole new set of rules that go along with that than having to work with somebody. All right, let's talk to, how about Keaton in Garden Grove? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's up, Tim?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I'm agreeing with both of what you were saying earlier. I think racism is more of a hatred towards a race rather than a preference.
Yeah, but you know, a friend of mine had a point where, again, if you didn't hire somebody because of their race, then that is racism, right?
Right, but you're putting yourself in that business in the eye of the public.
Yes, but if you're like let's say you own a company, what do you do for a living?
I'm a salesman.
All right, and let's say you owned your own company. Okay. And you hired only, you know, white guys or white women to sell for you. And a job came, you know, was open, and a black chick or a Hispanic chick applied for the job, you didn't hire her, you hired another white chick, there could be a case made that that's what you're looking for.
Well, that's not, that'd be based off of my preference and not qualifications. Now, in my qualifications in a relationship are my preferences. My qualifications in a job may mean something else. Now, if I didn't hire her because of her race, then that's legal issues. There's no legal issues in a relationship.
Well,
now my hatred, like I was telling, I don't know who's screaming, but I was telling the person who's screaming, I have big, my family is big people. I don't prefer to sleep with a big person, but I don't hate my family.
Right. How you mean mom and dad are overweight?
Exactly. Well, my mom and my sister and my mom's side of the family, they're big boned chicks. They're not fat, but they're big boned. I don't prefer that. My girlfriend is, real petite, and that's what I prefer.
Yeah, I remember that big boned thing going around in high school. One chick in high school, I think her name was Dana. She said she was, going out with another friend of mine, Mike, and Mike said, no, she's just big bone. And I said, I'd like to see a look at those x-rays, man.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if that's a big bone or if that's just F-A-T, man. But that was a big,
F-A-T.
Big bone.
It was the difference, P-H-A-T and F-A-T. And and most of the time, it's the F-A-T part.
I know. You know what you got to do, though? How old are you?
I'm 23.
All right, so you don't have kids yet. But you got to watch it, man, when you got kids, because that runs in the family.
Right.
You got to watch it. Watch that weight issue, especially if you got a daughter.
Right. Now, exactly. If I got a daughter, I was thinking if you were talking about my girlfriend, I'm like, runs in the family. She's not related to me.
No, I know, but it runs in your family.
Right.
And that's how you got to watch. A 12-year-old who weighs more than you do. All right, Babu. Thanks for listening, man.
All right. You need an encore, Tim.
Thank you very much. All right, why don't you?
Definitely.
All right. Well, I don't know what that means, but I'll take it as a compliment.
Doesn't matter.
All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. If you simply say you're not attracted to a certain race and you won't date them, does that make you racist? Technically. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Tom Likens will be back on in this hour tomorrow, and we're live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk, filling in for Tom Likas. He'll be on tomorrow in this time slot from 3 to 8 p.m. 3 to 8 p.m. 5 hours he does everything?
Yeah.
Is that right?
5 hours, wow. Tom, and 2 hours at 3 a.m. and 4 a.m.
Jesus Christ, man. We do 3 hours a night. I'm exhausted sometimes. All right. If you say that you don't like a certain race, you don't date a certain race. Not you don't like them. That you don't date a certain race. Whether you're Hispanic, you don't date Asian chicks. Whether you're a white guy, you don't date black chicks. Whether you're an Indian or Native American, you don't date, I don't know, Samoans. I don't know what you do. Is that racist, or is that just a preference? And if it is racism, aren't we all sort of guilty of it? Let's talk to Marlene in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent, baby.
Great. So I guess I'd have to disagree most specifically with your car analogy. I realize that wasn't your ideal analogy, but I think kind of where the key point is here is that preferring a car is pretty much for the way it looks and maybe its function and kind of all of the surface details. And I think there's a pretty big jump, a pretty big difference between preferring to buy the same car over and over and a human, which goes a lot deeper than the way it looks. I just can't imagine stopping at the surface there.
Well, yeah, but I understand what you're saying, but guys just do that. I mean, it'd be silly for you and I to deny that that is being done.
No, I mean, I understand people have the first stage of a relationship or of a date is being physically attracted to somebody, but...
yeah, but, when guys are out there, I mean, guys usually talk more about their cars than they do about their wives.
How does that relate to, I guess, being any less superficial.
Well, I'm not sure if it's superficial or not, or just guys have a lot of things going on. I mean, when you get together with your friends, most likely, and again, I'm generalizing, but you probably talk a lot about your relationship, if it's going well, if it's not going well, your boyfriend, your husband, and guys very rarely sit around and talk about that stuff.
So you're saying that, in general, the surface is all that matters?
For a lot of guys, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And
well, I also feel, though, you may not talk about it much. I guess when you go home, that's what's there. That's the relationship, and whether guys care to admit it or not, personality, I believe, should matter to a point, and humor and common ground, and that's everything a relationship is built upon.
I know, but if personality mattered, then there would be no such thing as plastic surgery, and women would wear much less makeup. Have you ever gone into a Long's drugstore or a Rite Aid? There's probably about four or five different aisles dedicated to women's makeup. There is
right.
One small section where you can get a can of shaving cream, a razor, and maybe some aftershave.
And I understand that appearance is a large part of, I guess, women in general, but when it comes down to, I guess, discerning between races, I just can't see how. I don't know. It seems that the technical term for racism is that while it's not as volatile a hate as, I guess, a hate crime, there's underlying hate enough to come through for that to be a physical preference.
But why does it have to be hate? Like Ellen DeGeneres said the other night on Jay Leno, she said if you vote yes on Proposition 8, and you vote for marriage to remain a man and a woman, then that means you hate gays.
I guess perhaps I shouldn't use the word hate, but I mean aversion, and I think that's kind of just as hateful and discriminatory.
Well, I understand what you're saying. If you're like, if let's say you're a white woman, you don't hate Hispanic women, you don't date Hispanic men, that maybe there are some underlying issues, maybe something happened to you earlier on, and you should probably deal with that with a psychiatrist or a psychologist. Is that what you're saying?
I agree it could be a psychological problem for people to have aversion to certain races, yes.
Yeah, but why spend all that money and trying to fix the problem? Why not just, not go out with that race?
Because I think if all it takes is for people to deal with their personal issues to make kind of a more unified world, I definitely think those parts.
You know what? I think people deal way too much with their personal issues. I think back in, the reason why our grandparents probably all got along better is because we were too busy to sit around and worry about crap like that.
Don't feel that our grandparents got along better. I think we've come a long way in neighbors getting along.
Wait, you think this generation gets along better than three generations ago?
I think a lot more tolerant and diverse than, yeah.
I think you're wrong, baby. I really do. I think that those generations, I mean, those were, I think, people we really look up to, our grandparents. And I think that they, that they got along much better and they needed each other. In society, you don't need each other today. A woman can have her job and, she's been told she can do everything. She can have a job. She can raise kids on her own. Why do you need a guy?
The common hello and politeness and courtesy was probably more prevalent, but I mean, racially speaking, following in this conversation.
Well, racially speaking, you're right, yeah. But when it comes to, like longevity, those, when my grandparents were, obviously when they were married, both my grandparents are alive, they both needed each other. My grandfather worked all day, my grandmother worked all the time just to make ends meet. And, in today's society, you walk around the Beverly Center at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday, and it's filled with people walking around who don't have jobs, and there's like no shame about it,
I don't really see how one has to do with the other.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, we thank you for calling, Marlene.
Great. Thank you.
All right.
You.
There she goes, everybody. Evelyn in Irvine, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yes. I would like to weigh in on this.
All right.
The white man doesn't have to worry. Black women are not attracted to white men, period. They don't like anything about white men. If you see a black woman looking at a white man, it's because of her career, it's because of career, money, or she has a hang up and she wants a light-skinned baby with straight hair. But outside of those three things,
yeah, but that's our fastball. That's what we have to offer. The light-skinned baby with straight hair. That's where we live.
But that's it. And you know what? Okay, first of all, you guys don't have to worry. Black women think that we have the best. We think our men are the best, okay? So you can just drop the subject of black women and white men and all that other stuff. We're not attracted to white men.
Sweetheart, you are not speaking for all black women.
Trust me, they're not. I speak to a lot of them. Black girls, black women are not attracted to fight guys. They just aren't. And you better be careful if you get with one, because she's only after those three things, because the white man at this time has the power. But I guarantee you, if a black man smiles at her or flirts with her, she is going to leave that white man and go with the black man. We think we have the best. We think our men, the black men, are the best.
Now, you go, dog.
Now, what do you think about black guys dating white women?
Okay, well, you know what that is. I really do believe it is historically, you know, the black man getting even. But, you know, in my opinion, that had to be the worst part of slavery. The black woman being forced to be with a white man. Black women aren't attracted to white. Nothing about them. If you guys
Black guys aren't attracted to white women?
No. Black women aren't attracted to white men.
You have that locked down, and for argument's sake and to move on, we'll buy that. But what do you think about black men and white women? Do you think they're attracted to each other?
Yes, I think white women are attracted to black men, and I can see it because
What about black men? Are they attracted to white women?
Black men are attracted to women. You know, that's just the way it is. But I'm speaking on when you said that you know a man that say he wouldn't date black women. He doesn't have to worry. We're not attracted to white men.
All right. Well, next time I have lunch with him, I'll lay this on him. He'll be thrilled.
The only thing they're interested in is because see, you guys have the power for now. And the only thing black women are interested, you got to get this through your head, is the
I'm
money.
Getting it. Hey, now let me ask you, Evelyn, something. Let me ask you. So if that is the case,
mm-hmm.
the black women are not attracted at all to white men.
Not at all.
Okay, does that make black women racist?
Yes, we are. No. Oh, you know what? Okay, seriously. It is a known fact. Black women are more racist than black men. We are. We would rather be with ourselves, with our own culture, because we feel we have the best music, the best food, the best style. We just feel we have it the best.
I'll give you the music and style. I'm still not completely sold on food.
Well, we feel we have. I'm saying what we feel, not what you
feel.
Actually,
that's not true, because you know the food is actually very good too.
Well, I'm just saying, tell your friend he doesn't have to worry. If a black woman is looking at him in any manner, it is only because she is, you know, for some reason, she is not getting enough dates within her own race.
Right.
Okay.
Or she's looking for the credit cards and the money.
And possibly a light-skinned baby with straight hair.
And that's not the reason to have a good relationship. I mean, that doesn't make for a good
relationship. I agree. So it's best to leave us alone because you don't have to worry. The white woman doesn't have to worry.
Have you ever dated a black? I mean, have you ever dated a white man?
I am not attracted to them at all. I don't like the color. I don't like the hair. I don't like the voice. I don't like nothing. Nothing. Oh, my God. I just wanted to let you know.
How about the shirt I'm wearing?
Tell your friend he doesn't have to worry.
All right, so let me run this down again. So you don't like white people's hair.
I don't like white men's hair.
Okay, what about white people? You don't like the color, the skin?
Oh, no, not at all.
The smell?
You were on this subject last week, and I didn't call, but you're back on it again. Tell your friend, whoever he is, he doesn't have to worry. The white women don't have to worry.
Right, what else do you not like about white men?
What is it? Okay. I'm not attracted to them.
I'm just not attractive.
All right, well,
okay,
that's cool.
Black women think we have the best men.
I understand that, but what specifically do you hate about, other than the hair, the smell, and the color of their skin, what do you hate about white men?
Do you like the voices? No. I'm not attracted to that look. Okay. You see how white men look and you see how black men look? I'm not attracted to your look. It's just
the look. What about lovemaking?
I wouldn't know, but I have talked to black women that have been with white men, and every
last... Because white guys are good lovers, right?
No. Every last black woman I have spoken with say that white men cannot perform.
Oh, whoa! Really?
I have never said one. I have never spoken with one who said a white man could perform. I met one who was married to two white men, and she was married four times and two black men. I asked her pointedly, I said, who was better in bed? She said, the black man, hands down.
Yeah, well, she's had she hasn't had an experience with me. You know, I am the valley. I am the best the valley has to offer when it comes to love.
Get out of here, bitch!
I am the king of Tarzana, man.
No, you don't understand. Black women aren't attracted to that look. It's really probably nothing against white men. We're just not attracted to that look.
I could turn you around, baby. How old are you?
I'm not saying, but I'm old enough to know that I am not attract. I could never.
Hey, Evelyn, I'm going to give you a $25 gift certificate if you just tell me that I make you a little hot.
A gift certificate where, first of all?
To Hooters.
Oh, no. You can keep it, okay?
How about a hockey night out?
No, I'm sorry, young. Listen to me.
Can't give this stuff away.
Tell your friend he doesn't.
How about soccer tickets?
No. Tell your friend he doesn't have to worry.
How about a crochet set?
No. I just want to call in to tell you.
How about a lamp making kit from Michaels?
You guys don't have to worry. Okay? Black women aren't attracted to you. He hired her. That's a job for her. Okay, she is making a paycheck so she can pay her rent.
Right, all right.
Okay, so it's best to leave us alone because we prefer our own men.
All right, well, let me ask you one last question. If you can't stand the white man...
It's not I can't stand him. I'm not attracted to the white man.
Not attracted to the white man.
I'm just not attracted.
Then I'm going to ask you one question, though. If you lie to me, I'm going to hang up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you attracted to Tom Likas?
Oh, my God. God,
oh,
no.
Get out of here. Now I know you're lying. Sons of bitches. How dare she come on the show? Talk about white men like that. We make the greatest lovers on the planet. Isn't that true, Gina?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Ah. Feel so worthless now. All right, Brianne on the 210. You're on 97.1 FM Talk, real quick.
Sorry, I'm a 23-year-old black woman, and right. First of all, she was completely wrong. I'm attracted to any guy who's attractive.
Oh, I see.
Period.
Okay.
That was really strange. But I wanted to say that I don't think your friend is racist, but I agree with the first caller who commented on that it is, people have been socially programmed to like Anglo-Saxon type, Caucasian type.
But you know what? Also, Brianna, it might be a form of racism if it comes from the parents. You know, if the parents were...
It doesn't really come from the parents. It comes from everything. I mean, if you look at TV until very recently, you didn't even have darker than black women. You had women who were like Halle Berry's complexion, and she's mixed with white.
Right.
She has a lot of white features, narrow bone structure, narrow nose, the straighter hair.
Well, according to Evelyn, though, she doesn't like the hair, the smell, or the color of white people's skin. And black women could ever like a white man.
I like black men, white men, Filipino, Asian, as long as they're attractive. I've actually dated a lot of guys. My significant relationship, I'm only 23, and I've had a relationship the last 4 years going on with a white man.
Look
and
at you.
Really great. He's an excellent lover, by the way.
Oh, I bet. But again, you haven't had me, darling. I am the Tarzan of Tarzana. Well, I put the Tarzan in Tarzana.
We're in the San Gabriel Valley, so I think that's fine. Yeah.
All right. We thank you for calling. Hey, hold on a sec. We're going to give you something. We're going to give you a $25 gift certificate to Hooters.
Cool.
And don't worry, you won't run into Evelyn there. For location nearest you, go to hootwink.com. That's HOOTWINC.com. Congratulations, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. All right, if you don't date a certain race, does that make you a racist? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, sitting in for Tom Likas. And we're live at 97.1 FM Talk.
To be wrong with part-time lover. If she's with me, I'll blink the lights to let you know tonight's the night.
97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. In for Tom Likas. He'll be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. 3 to 8 p.m., 5 hours. And if look at you, Tommy. And if you don't date a certain race, are you a racist? Let's talk to Jay here in Pomona. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right.
I'm calling because I just walked in the door and I turned you guys on and heard that ignorant black lady.
Evelyn?
Yes, she does not speak for all black women at all.
Oh, I thought she did.
No. Yeah. No. I mean, I've never dated a white guy, but I would, though. But she just sounds so stupid.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
26. You've never been with a white guy?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man.
No. That doesn't make you racist, though.
It doesn't make you racist, but it also means that you haven't had the best. I mean, I sit out there in the San Fernando Valley. You're in Pomona. I'm surprised you haven't heard about my legacy. Randy Wang, are you a single woman, Jay?
Yes, I am.
I got the perfect guy for you. Randy Wang is single.
Randy Wang?
Yeah. Let me tell you about him, all right?
Okay.
He's about 6'3", 265. Yeah, most of it is can be explained away with fast food and has recently adopted marijuana, Jones. But if you can look past that, this guy's a killer, man.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think? How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
6 feet tall. You're taller, almost as tall as he is, though. He's 6'2".
Yeah. Okay.
So what do you think, Randy? Are you in?
I'm totally in, but there's no way she's interested.
Hey, Jay, what do you weigh?
That is totally unimportant.
Uh-oh, that's a perfect match, ma'am. Unimportant means over the top, ma'am.
No, I'm not over the top.
Yeah, but it could be a perfect match. What's your favorite fast food place?
El Pollo Loco.
And would you settle for Jack in the Box?
No.
Would it turn you on if Randy could basically by heart tell you the entire menu at El Pollo Loco?
Yeah, that'd be very helpful.
Okay. All right, well, they got a two-piece meal, a three-piece meal, a four-piece meal, a five-piece meal, an eight-piece meal, a 12-piece meal. They have the BRC burrito. They have taquitos. They have quesadillas. They've got nachos. They've got the chicken lover's burrito. They've got the asada burrito.
What are the sides?
They've got macaroni and cheese. They've got rice. They've got side salad. They've got mashed potatoes. They've got corn. They've got black beans. They've got salsa. They've got a salsa bar. They've got guacamole. They've got taquitos. They've got the tacos al carbone. They got the crunchy taco.
What's a 99-cent menu like?
The 99-cent menu is pretty good because they got the BRC burrito or the side salad or the crunchy taco. It's great.
Jay, you sold?
Are you serious?
I'm an encyclopedia of fast food.
Hold on one second. I'll put you on with Randy. Man, what a match made in heaven. This is two sitting at El Pollo Loco laughing their asses off about the menu.
El Pollo Loco's romantic.
Yeah, I like El Pollo Loco. All right, let's talk to Sharon. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Oh, hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Tim.
Hi, Sharon.
that lady Evelyn was off the chain. I mean, you know, I really couldn't. I wanted to scream if you wouldn't have said she don't speak for all black women. Just like that young lady just said right now, she doesn't speak for all black women. It's not about your for me, it's not about your race. I have never been with a white guy. But it's not about the color of your skin, as far as I'm concerned. It's about how you treat me as a person. And I personally have been treated better by white men, you know, just in general, than I have by black men, as far as dropping something and they'll pick it up. And
well, you know, I appreciate that, Sharon, and, you know, trying to soften Evelyn's blow to all of white guys. But you know, you and Jay, who called up and said, you know, Evelyn doesn't speak for you. How old are you, by the way?
48.
Isn't it interesting that both of you have never dated a white guy?
Well, you know, for me, it's not that I haven't, because I haven't been asked out on dates by white guys. It's just I've never been in that circle, you know, like the other young lady prior, after Evelyn, you know, that live in that area. You know, but my sisters and things like that, they have. It's just something that I haven't done, but it's not something that I wouldn't do, and I'm not you know, blind to the idea of dating a white guy.
Are you a single woman now?
No, I'm not.
Now, but you know what? She's also said that the only reason why black women go out with white guys is for a light-skinned, straight-haired baby.
That really pissed me off. I mean, that really took me over the top, because that's not true.
By the way, I don't even think that's a guarantee.
It's not a guarantee. And if you have a child, I mean, they had a couple in Jet Magazine or in all the on the news and everywhere else. So one baby came out black and one baby came out white. So that's not a guarantee either. You know, when you have black blood, which is strong blood, they claim, running through your veins, anything is possible. So that's a myth in itself. But it just really blows my mind, period, when all these people, Al Sharpton, and all these people say they're speaking for the black. No, you're speaking for yourself. So say that. I don't think that.
You know, I actually not only believe you that they had a black baby and a white baby, but I once, when I was in New York City on Off-Broadway, it was really Off-Broadway, there was a set of twins, a black man, a black teenager and a white teenager, a boy and a girl, and they were twins, and they had a two-man or one-man or one-woman act, and they just sit there and entertain, and they're both in the same mother. One was black and one was white.
That's right. And it can happen.
Yeah, and I remember what they opened with. They would sit there, they opened with this song, and I remember that as if I was there yesterday, sitting there on Off-Broadway watching these two perform.
Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh Lord, why don't we? We all know that people are the same wherever you go.
All right, Dodger update. The Dodgers 5, the Phillies 3 in the top of the 7th inning. So great game going out in Chavez Ravine. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Tom Likas on tomorrow at 3 p.m. right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Together.
One.